This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. It will be a big night tonight for Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. She's been criticized for mistakes in her campaign. She's running behind Republican Senator Scott Brown in one of the nation's most closely watched and most expensive Senate races.
But tonight, she has a chance to rev up that campaign when she addresses DNC delegates in Charlotte. In her speech, Warren is expected to focus on the middle class and on her efforts to rein in Wall Street. Here she is speaking earlier today on WBUR's Morning Edition with Bob Oakes.
I think what the Republicans are putting forward to build a future, cut taxes for the richest, and let everyone else pick up the pieces, we tried that, and that's how we got into this mess.
Among those who will be following Warren in Charlotte will be former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis. 24 years ago, back in 1988, Dukakis was the Democratic nominee for president, so he knows something about these events. And welcome back to Radio Boston, Governor Dukakis. Great to have you.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
So, as we mentioned, Elizabeth Warren, I want to start with that story. She's in a tough race. Recent polls show that she's running behind Scott Brown. Her ads have been criticized for not connecting with voters in the way Senator Brown's have. What's your analysis of what ails her campaign and what she has to do to fix it?
Well, she's not behind. I just talked to one of our best pollsters today from Massachusetts, and he says it continues to be a very tight race. So this is one of those races that's going to go right down to the wire. She's doing well out in the field. She's got a superior field operation, far better than Brown's. I think what she now has to do, and she's got plenty of time to do it, is to help the people of Massachusetts understand that there are huge differences between her and Scott Brown, that when Scott Brown, if he were to be reelected, he'd be going back down to vote for Mitch McConnell as the Senate Majority Leader, the guy that said that his goal over these past 4 years was to make Barack Obama a one-term president and to help people understand that there are just enormous differences between her and Brown on key issues.
But hasn't she...
So far, he's kind of gotten away with this independent thing, which all of us know is really pretty phony.
Well, let me ask you about that, though, because of course, Governor, getting the policy right is an important element in any successful campaign. But what Brown seems to get right and has been successful at so far is convincing enough folks that he's a nice guy, that he's a moderate who breaks with his party now and then. How does she run against that?
She simply lays out exactly what has been doing down there. I mean, this is a guy who's for tax cuts for the rich, who's for tax breaks for big oil, who wants to repeal Obamacare, which, by the way, is very important to us in Massachusetts already, even though we've done better than most other states, and is crucial to the success of our own health plans, and a whole flock of other things where, you know, I happen to be a slightly fanatic on the subject of transit and high-speed rail, but Brown's done everything he could to eliminate funds for high-speed rail in the federal budget, which is not in our best interest, not in New England's best interest, certainly not the country's best interest. And those are things which I think most people in Massachusetts just don't know. These next 2 months give her an opportunity to help people understand where he really is coming from and what these very important differences are, which I think will mean a lot to Massachusetts voters.
Well, let's move on to the presidential race. You met with Massachusetts delegates this morning and laid out a pretty tough case against your successor, former Governor Mitt Romney. What did you tell him?
Very few people, we know this, but very few people across the country understand just how poor Romney's economic record was in Massachusetts. I mean, here's a guy that's telling us he's going to create 12 million new jobs, that he's a business guy, that he understands the economy, which, by the way, is exactly the same thing he said to us when he was running for governor. And under Romney, Massachusetts had the fourth worst job creation record of any state in the country. Only Michigan, Ohio, and Louisiana after Katrina were worse. It was a terrible record. He doesn't understand how you turn around an economy. And by contrast, under Governor Patrick, we're in the top 10. We're doing much, much better than the rest of the country, and that's not an accident. And I think that story, which, by the way, the governor himself laid out in great detail last night at the convention, is one that we have to tell across the country. And if we do that, I think that's the end of the Romney candidacy.
Well, Governor, of course, the Romney campaign hit back pretty hard at what you said today, and I just want to read to you what they said.
Sure.
It won't surprise you. It's not surprising that a failed governor like Michael Dukakis, who raised income taxes and busted the Massachusetts state budget, is shilling for a failed president who has raised taxes and is putting our country on a path to fiscal ruin. Welcome back to the rough and tumble of national presidential politics, but how do you respond to that?
Anthony, look, isn't that just typical of the Romney campaign? Rather than deal with Romney's abysmal record as a job creator in Massachusetts, they attack me. Now, I'll put my economic record up against Romney's anytime. I mean, I went through three recessions, national recessions, in the course of my governorship, so it wasn't easy. But the Massachusetts unemployment rate in 1987 to 1988 was 2.5%. And we're a long way from that, and we're a long way from that back in his time. So, they can respond with these kinds of attacks, but the fact of the matter is that we were 47th out of 50th in job creation under Romney, and this is a guy who's now out telling the American people that he's going to transform the American economy.
Let me ask you about this. I want to get you to go beyond making the case against Romney and the Republicans, because don't the Democrats have to do a better job at making a case for what they stand for? We interviewed Mayor Tom Menino recently, and even he said the Democrats need to do a better job telling a story to voters about what they stand for. Do you think he's right? And if so, what's that story?
Yes, we can and must do a good job of telling that story. But on the other hand, you have to do what FDR did and remind people, as he did all the time. And look, I'm a Depression baby. I remember FDR. I remember the New Deal. You've got to remind people first and foremost about how we got into this mess. Remember, when Bill Clinton left office in 2000, this country was in great shape. 4% unemployment, 23 million new jobs, the first two back-to-back budget surpluses in history. Clinton had cut the national debt by $600 billion, left a plan to reduce and eliminate the national debt in 10 to 12 years. And we all know what happened under Bush and Republican Congress. And the first thing we have to do is just make sure people don't forget that, because we've got a Republican ticket that is now telling us that they're going to go back and do exactly the same thing that got us into this mess in the first place. And that's essential. And we have to make sure people understand that every day. Now, having said that, sure, we've got to lay out the case for the president's reelection. And although we're not doing as great as we would like to do, I don't think there's any question that this president saved us from something close to a Great Depression. I mean, this country was going over the cliff when he first took office. And we're going to have to continue to do the kinds of things that he is attempting to do to get the economy back on track. 4.5 million new jobs is not a small amount of new jobs, and that's the Obama record. We have to tell people that. Investing in the country's infrastructure, in our roads and bridges and rail and transit and those kinds of things, which he wants to do and the opposition does not want to do, is an important part of this. Dealing with climate change, which is so important these days and is happening, are the kinds of things that we ought to be talking about. And health care, good affordable health care for working Americans and their families, which is what the Affordable Health Care Act is all about, is an essential part of this.
Lots of issues to talk about. Michael Dukakis, I'm sorry we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're very grateful.
Thanks for having me.
That's Michael Dukakis, former governor of Massachusetts, and he was the Democratic Party nominee for president in 1988. He spoke to us from Charlotte.